Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. All right, thank you, Mr. Producer. Guys, I got a fan favorite coming up here. Yes, it's time for the Dr. Mary Oz Show. We know Dr. Mary Oz, who happens to be the owner at Radical Change Coaching Academy. She is a life coach and a therapist right here on the island, East Islip, New York. And what Dr. Mary has done, and I find it so interesting that, you know, she does a lot of public speaking. She's in high demand, right? People want to go hear her speak. And a couple times when she's out doing a speaking gig and, you know, kind of inspiring people, there have been people that she's met at her speaking engagement that were so moved that they come up and they go, I got to meet this woman. And then fast forward, they get involved in the program and now they're on Dr. Mary's team. And one of those people that we're going to speak with later is a surprise. And I'll let Dr. Mary tell you about that when I get her on. But, you know, what Dr. Mary Oz has done is cherry-picked some of the best coaches and therapists throughout the country, and you know who benefits? You guys do. So if you go to drmaryoz.com, you can get more information, and once you hear, if you haven't heard her show before, you'll understand why. So if you have a question, and today we're gonna take it a little less structured, so I'm sure we're going to get to a lot of you guys today, even some of the ones that we didn't get to yet. So if you wrote in before, hey, you might be getting on the air today. All right. So you can call 631-730-7376, or you can use our instant feedback, which is kind of like our chat thing. It just comes over, and I prefer if you give me your name and where you're from, but I understand if you're bashful, say anonymous, and I'll take a screenshot, and we'll hold on to it, and my producer will give it to me if it's appropriate, all right? So, guys, with no further ado, it's my honor and privilege to bring back to the program Dr. Mary Oz. Hey, Doctor!
Hey, Casey. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific. How's things by you?
Awesome. Actually, outside on my deck, it's beautiful out today.
Yeah, right? The past couple days.
Yeah.
Lucky you. All right. But I'm sure you're working out there. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm usually working. But I'm really excited. Today's our 11th show together.
11's a great number.
We're kind of ending my first commitment with you guys, and we're about to move into a bigger commitment for next year.
Oh, cool. All right. Awesome. Well, I love having you on. So I don't know anything about that, but I'm just glad I get to interview you because you always give us some great guests, and I think you have a surprise for us today. But
we asked Coach Robin to come back. She's one of the coaches that seem to get a lot of positive feedback from the audience. And we didn't get a chance to answer some of the questions the audience had for her. And I also have asked Coach Robin to come today and kind of work some of her energy work and magic and just really do what we call is hold space for the call. Because we really want to hear from your audience today, like, what do they want from us? What would they like from the team? Like, do they want more about Ho'oponopono, Law of Attraction, coaching, radical change? Because we're going to be with you for the next full year.
Nice.
And we want to bring a lot of helpful content, tips, and wisdom that's really going to help your audience. So we would love to hear from them today. What would they like from us? So I've asked Robin to join us. Coach Robin is amazing. She's a powerful radical change coach as well as an energy healer. I personally have a session with her every Thursday at 2:30.
Nice.
Just to really clear off any negative energy that I've picked up from working with so many people, and I always feel amazing afterwards. So let me welcome Coach Robin back to the call.
Coach Robin!
Woohoo! Thank you for having me. Always awesome to be here.
Well, we're so glad to have you. How's things in the energy realm?
They are stirring. It's amazing right now to be alive.
I didn't know that you and Dr. Mary had a session every Thursday. I mean, Dr. Mary, if you know, you got like the World Series. I mean, the MVPs of the league here. So why not?
I practice what I preach. I follow my own advice. Everything I teach my clients and my team, I do myself. You know, one of the topics I would love to bring your audience for the next year is, you know, let's talk about self-acceptance, self-care, self-love, self-worth, and what the heck is self-responsibility? Like, how do we get to this place in life where we feel amazing about who we are, like, who am I, what am I accomplishing in life, how are my relationships, and am I making a difference in the world? And that really starts with self-care, self-love, and self-acceptance. So I have to practice that on a daily and weekly basis, too.
Gotcha. I love that you always love to give back to the audience here. So I'm going to ask you, and I like the fact that we're gonna do this one a little less structured here. But there have been some, and you always want to get to the people that wrote in and took the time. I think that's very considerate. But does the third down on the list here? Can you give that one to Coach Robin? Can you start off that way?
So are you talking about the question?
Yeah. We never got to these.
Okay. So there was a question for Coach Robin, I think, in the month of January or February when Rochelle from San Diego asked her, can you tell me when you are near someone that their energy is negative or unbalanced without speaking to them?
Awesome question.
That really is a great question. And the answer simply is, yes, I can.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I've got really faster at deciphering, you know, who it might be or where it's coming from. Because sometimes you can feel yourself going through things, or you can be in a place that is giving off something that you're picking up, or it can be the people that are around you. So it takes a minute or so, but I'm getting faster at deciphering where it's coming from and feeling that coming in.
Wow. Now, I'd say you're at a supermarket. You won't just go up to somebody. Somebody has to ask permission. This is not something, because if that happened, you probably wouldn't have to get your groceries. You wouldn't be able to work. You know, it's right. People have to ask in a session for something like this.
That's a very good point. And actually, it's usually the opposite way around. It's usually the healer, me, wanting to run up to everybody, saying, can I work on you?
Wow.
Yes, I have to calm myself. You do need permission first before you do any kind of work on anybody.
Okay.
If you want to stay in line with the positive aspects of healing.
Gotcha. Now, can I go to Dr. Mary Oz? This is somebody who wrote in. This is Katie in Boston, who has a question for Dr. Mary. As you began your coaching work, were you always interested in having someone on your team to focus on energy work, or did you learn about it over time? Here you go, Katie.
Yeah, that's a great question, Katie. And, you know, so initially I started out as a therapist, and I knew nothing about energy work. And then I cross-trained as a life coach, and I realized, wow, you know, therapy is amazing, but coach offers this whole other flavor to helping people change in big ways and change rapidly. So I fell in love with coaching. And I probably did that for maybe 10 years before I realized, oh, there's this other thing called energy work. And I think it took me a couple of years to warm up to energy work because I kind of thought it was a little like foo-foo or hokey. But you know what I've come to appreciate? Because I'm actually just finishing a... You know, I believe in personal self-development for myself as well as for my team. So I'm just finishing up a mastermind in the past year working with an energy healer in Albuquerque. And one of the things I've come to really appreciate is that somebody can have a healing from talking. Somebody can have a healing from therapy and coaching. But sometimes we just drag around this really deep-seated memories in our cellular level. And on a level that talking doesn't get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that it'd be beneficial for all therapist coaches to understand healing work so that, you know, I don't think I'll ever be the powerhouse that Robin is because that's what she's dedicated, like, her life to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think I know that I have helped people heal energetic wounds and energetic patterns. So for Katie, it really took me quite a while to warm up to it. But I think there are some people that are in so much pain for so long that energy work has to be part of the approach.
Got it. Got it. Now, I want to, people that wrote in, I'm going to try and get to you guys. There's so many that come in, but I thought one was real interesting. This one is to Dr. Mary, and it's anonymous from Ontario. And I thought it was kind of funny. I don't know what you're going to say, but Anonymous says, can we be in to hear a hot seat call?
What was it? Can we what?
Can we be in on the hot seat call, to hear the hot seat call?
Ah, so that's very interesting. So the hot seat call really is for people that join our Radical Change coaching program and make an investment. But I will tell you, Casey, one of the things that I talk to my team about with our podcast on Wednesdays at 11:30 is, wouldn't it be cool if we could go on a podcast and have someone call in live, and we do what we call a mini hot seat, where we do some laser coaching, and actually someone calls in and just says, hey, you know, this is what I'm struggling with, and whether I'm on the call with myself or another coach, we would give laser coaching to them right there live on the podcast.
Wow.
So I'm open to doing that.
I'll up it one more. If you wanted to, and I think for the show it would probably be better because, you know, I could regulate the silence and all that stuff, but I would even volunteer if you guys wanted that. If you guys wanted to think about that, that's an option. But I love your idea. It's great.
I'm just going to say I had some intuitive hits that you were going to end up on a hot seat call one time.
Yeah, no, hey, I think it'd be great material, and I think it'd be a great show.
That would be awesome. I think your audience would love that.
I do too. Yeah, that would be really neat.
I would love to do that, Casey, but I'd also really like, I'm a planner. I'm what we call a certainty person. I like to dot my I's and cross my T's. My T's, I think your team at PBN knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I really kind of looked at the next year coming up, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could do like 12 intervention podcasts? So every 4 weeks we offer that to your audience. So if we could set something like that up, that would be awesome.
Wow! Yeah, I mean, that's why my producers are awesome. So they'll work with you on that. All right, cool. Now, Dr. Mary, can you? There's one right. The second one is for both of you guys. Maybe you can give us that one. That's Robert.
Which one are you talking about?
It's the second one down. It's
okay. And this is for both Robin and I.
Yeah.
So how rewarding! I'm going to let you go first, Robin. How rewarding is it for each of you to see that moment where it all clicks for a client and your work begins to pay off?
Wow.
Robert in Houston.
Wow. Good question.
That is a really great question. Mm-hmm. I actually really like that one because it's a lot about what it's about, you know, seeing them go through that moment. You know, the point where they can really see the possibilities open up for them is just so awesome. You know, and it really lets me know that I'm connecting with them and they're really understanding what's going on and I can take them deeper with what's happening. So that's awesome. And it really does validate everything that we're learning with the Radical Change coaching and all these tools. It's really nice to see it all come together. So it's a great question.
Yeah, Mary, Dr. Mary, let me give that to you because I can only imagine what the creator and the teacher, when she sees something like that, but I don't want to put words in my mouth. Let me give you that same question.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I think of, like, we have these a lot are now Monday night hot seat coaching calls. So whenever we teach the coaches or the coaches in training our system, there's usually what we call the pop. So I love those moments where, I mean, we're just voices on the phone, but you can feel the pop in the person. Like, they take a sigh or their breath or they say something exciting, you know, and just, you know, it's to me, I kind of like the challenge of how quickly can I get the pop. So that pop is there when we're teaching what we call the ways of being. That pop is there when we do what's called an unconscious conflict sometimes. And, you know, we talk a lot with Coach Craig about relationships. And there are key times when Coach Craig and I are helping a marriage where they're ready to sign on the divorce or they think it's over. And we get them to that point of hope where they're like, wait a minute, we really maybe need to reconsider that. And then, but there's these other points where someone finishes, say, couple counseling with us, and they're in a really amazing place, and, like, they contact me every 6 months, year, or 2 years, and they send me a picture, you know, of them on a second honeymoon.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, or, like, you know, they send me a picture of their kitty cat that's the cutest little thing in the world. I don't even like cats, but they send me a beautiful white little
dare you.
Kitty cat, you know. Sorry, Robin. I know Robin's a cat lover.
Oh, those you're talking about my roommates, okay? Wow, that's awesome. All right. Well, how about can you, Dr. Mary Oz? Can you talk about Bill's question for the coach?
Sure. Let's see. Bill's question was for Coach Robin.
Yeah.
Have you seen people with physical ailments that have been helped with consistent energy work? Bill from Detroit.
I'm dying to hear this one.
Yeah, this is a great question. And actually, yes, I have.
Wow.
And this is kind of how I got into energy healing in the first place. I actually practice on myself when I had really bad tooth pain. And every time I did the work on myself, the pain was gone. The pain was out of my tooth. So that really, experiencing it firsthand really opened me up to, okay, this is not foo-foo. This is real. This is going on. And I worked on a lot of my friends, and they would say the same thing, like, the pain is gone. What are you doing? This is amazing. So I was like, all right, this is, you know, they were my friends. So I was like, are they just kind of telling me this because they're my friends? So I decided to go to somebody who I knew would tell me the truth no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was going through neuropathy. So they had it really bad. And they had gone to the doctors, and doctors recommended a whole bunch of things. And they did everything, and it just kept getting worse. So I went to them, and I'm like, can I do energy healing on you? And they rolled their eyes, and they said to me, you know, I don't really believe in that kind of thing, but, you know, at least they cared about me enough where they let me work on them.
That's the perfect candidate right there, yeah.
Yeah, perfect candidate. So I did my thing on them, and they didn't talk to me during it. They didn't talk to me afterwards. It was just kind of like we went about our lives. And 3 days later, they called me, and they were like, the pain is gone. It's not gone. It was in half. The pain has reduced by half. What did you do? And they're like, I waited so long to call you because I wanted to make sure it wasn't in my head,
mm-hmm.
that it was actually a change. And those 3 days, it was completely gone, and that never went back up to what it was.
Wow.
So they were like, I need you. Come back.
That's awesome.
Keep going.
That's, and for someone who was, I would say, a skeptic in the beginning.
Oh, big skeptic. Yeah, big skeptic. Would have never done it. Only because they let me do it on them. That's the only reason they had energy work done.
Well, thanks, so thanks,
that's
Bill.
That's how I knew. That's it. I was in. I was hooked. That was it. I was done.
That's pretty cool. Dr. Mary, seeing something like that, you know, that's got to, just what we were just talking about, that's got to be an awesome thing.
Yeah. No, I feel very honored and privileged to be able to help people every day. I tend to work 6 days a week. But I think I feel even more honored and privileged that I have a team, an amazing team that can change people's lives with coaching and can change people's lives with energy work. So,
no doubt. Well,
very blessed. Yeah.
Well, Doctor, you got a question here from Nancy in Fort Lauderdale, which is kind of about what we're talking about here. Nancy says, when you meet a new coach, do you do a mock session with them to see how they will work with clients before they are added to the team, or do you watch them in action?
Yeah, so we definitely don't do a mock interview. And just, you know, sometimes I think we've shared some things on the show that are a little misleading about what happens when you take our training. So let me just clarify.
Please.
Pretty much what happens is people either hear me speaking or they've seen me work with someone they know, and they kind of express an interest of, is there a way to do what you do? So I say, of course there is. We have a Radical Change Coaching Certification Training Program. And once they come into the program, they receive some video training, which is me teaching them the system and what they need to know for the next 6 months. Then they come to our Monday night hot seat coaching calls. And I never do a mock interview. It's not about taking a test. It's really about, while you're in the training program, how are you doing? If you are a healthy person who's heart-centered and you're able to come into the program, learn the system, practice it, apply it, and what we call master the system to create those pops, then if you want to be on the team as a permanent, forever radical change coach, you can be invited to be on the team. But we have many people that come into the training program and they really just want to have personal self-development, or they want to help their own children or their own family members or get out of a bad relationship. And they don't really want to be on the team, but they benefit from the training.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, I want to give you one more here that just recently came in here. I thought this was interesting because in the beginning you were asking about what the audience wants to see, and you got anonymous that says, "I haven't been getting along with my coworkers. Can you do a show about it?"
Yeah. So I love that question. So what we usually do with coworkers is, this is where we would actually want to have a session with you and teach you what we call is the ways of being, not as a coach, but just as a client. We would like to spend 1 to 3 sessions with you, help you understand yourself better than you've ever understood yourself before. Then in session 2, we take a look at which of those coworkers are upsetting you and bothering you the most, and we help you understand why they're getting under your nerves, and then we go into a solution plan. So what I have to think about is, how could we do a show about that? But I'll put that into the think tank and see what I can come up with.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Anonymous. Hope that works out for you, and good luck at work. Okay, Coach Robin, I got Diane in San Antonio. Is it easy to tell the difference between a bad person and a good person in a bad place or energy, or does it all feel negative?
Very interesting question. It does come off negative, but it depends on, if they're talking the same way as what they're putting out. Sometimes we say something, but our energy behind it is different. So depending on those two different things, and if they're in line with that, I can definitely work with that.
Gotcha. I want to piggyback on top of that and ask, if you come from, your home life or wherever you're spending most of your time, it's a toxic, it's a negative atmosphere. Mm. Is it hard to change that around and, maybe you put your best foot forward at work and trying to put that behind you and be positive at work where you don't have to deal with the outside bad stimulus? Does that ever happen, or is that just something that I thought of that never happens?
That's actually a very intuitive question there, because what you're saying, I think I'm understanding what you're saying, is when you're in a certain place, if you're always stressed in a certain place, you're actually charging that place with that energy.
Hmm.
So if you are happy and you're having a good day, and then you go to that place, you immediately start to feel that stress.
Yes,
being charged with the stress. So that can be a little more difficult to work with yourself, because you have to uncharge that place. You have to start making it a happy place. So you got to consciously go to that place, let's say it's work where you're already stressed,
mm-hmm.
being happy when you're stressed, and then eventually it'll change and you'll start to charge that with that happiness.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you for that. Hey, guys, I got one more question here, and then I want to hand it over I do have another question. Okay. All right. So let me do Ellen in Columbus, and then Dr. Mary Oz. After getting the chance to talk to and work with Coach Robin, do you wish you knew how to work on your energetic self sooner?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things I'm most proud about Radical Change, our Radical Change coaching coaches and our team, is that, I actually look like I'm in my 40s, but I'm a little older than that, but I won't tell you how old I am today.
You never ask a lady raise. Come on.
But I'm just letting you know, I've been around the block a long time, and mm-hmm. I've been a licensed certified social worker for over 33 years. And I really wish when I started, with my bachelor's, or started this whole journey of how can I help myself and help other people too, I wish someone had kind of sat me down and said, "Mary, there's this thing called energy work." And I think I still would have went the route of therapist life coach, but I think energy is everything. Mm-hmm. And I believe that everything is in energy. So if you're talking about radical change and healing people's lives, you have to understand the energetic components as well as the emotional and psychological. So I wish I would have learned it like when I was in high school.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, good way to put it. Good explanation. So I'm going to come back to you, Dr. Mary. But Coach Robin, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure. Let me give you the last word here, and then I'm going to have Dr. Mary take us out. So, Coach Robin, again, a pleasure. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. If anybody's out there who's struggling and looking to reduce pain, reduce stress, maybe faster recovery time, work on some balancing of emotions, or even going through COVID issues, COVID fatigue, there are definitely energy ways we can work on it, because the energy definitely helps to fix your boat, and the coaching part helps to fix it mentally. So we've got two things that are working there in one. So this is a great place to be.
Great.
So thank you again for having me.
Thank you. Dr. Mary Oz, I want to give you the final word, and then once again, tell us how to get a hold of you and what you got coming up.
Sure. So, you know, I do want to reach out to that anonymous caller that asked about the coworkers, and, you know, whether you're that anonymous caller or someone else listening in, I really want to let you know my coaches are trained to help you in 1-3 sessions. So if you have something like major going on with coworkers, a relationship yourself, family members, work, anything, weight loss, you can have just 3 sessions with our coaches. And I guarantee you, those sessions will be some of the most powerful sessions you've ever had with a coach or a therapist. So I would really encourage your listeners to give us a call at 631-650-5580. And as far as next year, we have all kinds of wisdom and tidbits and law of attraction, Ho'oponopono, radical change, self-love, self-care, self-worth, energy work. We have tons of things we're going to be sharing with you for the next year on Wednesdays, and you can always visit us at www.drmaryoz.com.
Beautiful. Always love having you on. My thanks to our special guest today, and guys, that's the Dr. Mary Oz Show. Never let you down. All right, be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing, forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.